Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Craig, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Your baseball team's 7-3 in the last 10. You've made a little bit of ground in the division and obviously leading the wild card chase. What was the emotion of last week like? And I don't mean like the Craig Council Wisconsin stuff. I mean the Cubs and the Brewers and what last week was like.
Well, I think the reality of it is that they're a really good baseball team. They're the best team in the big leagues right now, record wise. And I think, you know, going up against that team, that means that you're going to have a major challenge. And so I think it was fun to watch our guys, rise up to that challenge and take on that challenge and succeed in that challenge. So that was probably the biggest thing. It was good baseball. You know, it was the first day they beat us pretty good and it wasn't a great game. The last 4 days were really good baseball.
Craig, something that I always know you talk about is you should want to play in high stakes games, great atmospheres down the stretch. For you as a manager, has it changed for you maybe those first couple of years to now in what managing those games going into October, knowing that the playoffs are on the line, than maybe you felt years later and right now?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, not a lot. I mean, I think, this is you know, a fun time of year. It's when, you know, emotions get turned up. There's no question about it. And that makes it more fun. Sometimes it makes it, you know, a little tougher on the loss for, you know, the hour or so after the game. But it's when you're in it, it's why you want to be in it, to feel it and to be a part of the fun stuff and the hard stuff. And I've told our guys that a number of times. It's like, you're going to feel the good stuff and you're going to feel the bad stuff just more this time of year. And don't like run away from it. Just feel it and then, you know, move on. Cause that's what we love to do. And we're lucky to be here.
On this road trip, Kyle Tucker has been a menace at the plate. He has been back to doing what he has done for most of the year. Inside of that struggle with Kyle Tucker, what were the things that you felt it was important for him to know? And what things as a manager did you feel like you needed to know to either keep putting him in the lineup or sitting him down?
Oh man, I don't know if I have a great answer to that one. I mean, you know, that this is when you use your experience and you use your, you know, this is a gut feel thing. You're kind of taking your experience from watching players and for 30 years in the game, and you're making calls based on that and what you see. There's no, you know, obviously the numbers were not great, and he was struggling. And you try to worry. I think most importantly, you think about the person. You stop kind of thinking about the baseball player, and you just think about the person. And I think those are when you get those decisions right.
Results are not always the truth of what's happening. So I always tend to ask people involved, like the numbers for Kyle in these games against the Angels and have been good. Has the process been good? How would you describe the at-bats?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to complain about process when the ball goes 380 feet into the stands.
Facts.
I'd be making something up to complain about stuff if that was the case. But no, I mean, I think, look, you know, I mean, as a hitter, you want to square up the baseball. And you know, Kyle sometimes keeps it really simple for you guys, and we don't like that, how simple he keeps it. That's what his job is to do, is to square up the baseball. What was he not doing during his slump? Squaring up the baseball. When he hits a home run, he squares up the baseball. So that's, you know, he's doing what he wants to do.
Craig,
too simple?
No. I think baseball, something you boil it down, throw the ball, hit the ball, catch the ball.
No,
I get it.
It's supposed to be simple, but there are so many times, like in sports in general, where you go, oh, well, that result was great, but was the process sustainable? That's why I like to ask. Like, I just like to know.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I think in the hitting place, you know, I think when you're going through slumps, you're kind of, it's a little bit of trial by error, you know, and I think you kind of end up going pitch to pitch and at bat by at bat, maybe trying some things. In the end, what you need to, you know, confirm an adjustment you've made is a ball squared up. That's what you need, right? And you know, Kyle got some of those this weekend, and it's, you know, it just helps you, man. It helps you mentally as much as physically.
Craig, your starting staff was kind of under the microscope, especially going into the trade deadline, and they've been able to, you know, be one of the best groups, if not the best group in baseball. And a big part of that has been Cade Horton, who has a sub-1 ERA in the second half. I know the fastball was something that he kind of struggled with early on when he first got called up, and it's been really good as of late. Is there anything that you've seen in his starts specifically with the fastball that has made that pitch come to life recently?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think his fastball is like, it's really unique, I think. And I think he's got some more, room for growth with it. But, you know, what's so unique about it is that we call it like a cut fastball, which means it goes away to a right-hander and into a left-hander. And he doesn't always have complete control over like how much or how little it's going to cut. It's just kind of how the ball comes off his fingers, like pitch to pitch. And Justin Steele has a little bit of this going on too. But that the ball's just moving, you know, at 96 miles an hour, and the hitter just can't, especially the left-handed hitter, really has a hard time of like getting the barrel to that pitch. And so he's able to just attack so aggressively in the zone. And as long, you know, middle pitches still get hit, but as long as you kind of just stay out of the middle, the fastball just plays so well anywhere in the strike zone.
I know, because he's been so locked in, you almost don't want to mess with him. But when obviously he only pitched 34 innings last year, and I know that's something you guys have been mindful of with limited off days. You know, in the last month of the season, I think you guys have 3 off days. Is there any maneuvering to try to get him any more rest, knowing that you have, you know, big goals in mind for the postseason, or do you just let his body kind of tell you guys what you need to do as far as rest is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, we've been on about, we're about 6 starts into definitely limiting his pitches every start, you know, making a big effort to limit his pitches. So he's only got the 80 pitches, I think, once, and that was really because of a 10-pitch at bat. So, you know, that's probably number one. When we have days to back him up, you know, we will take advantage of it. But I think, you know, lowering the pitch count, I think, is right now proving to be successful in terms of how he feels and how he's recovering. And we're using that as our guide right now. You know, may we change something kind of the next month? Yeah, we're kind of, it's start to start, and we're considering everything. But he's, you know, all signs point to like his recovery going as well as possibly could. So just not concerned. And that's a credit to Cade's kind of athleticism and his preparation. But it's something that obviously we monitor for sure and monitor on a daily basis.
Well, the fun thing about having Craig on, and we're talking with Cubs manager Craig Counsell, and Russ Dorsey is in for Spiegs. Craig knows how sports radio works, so sometimes he'd be like, hey, I'm going to do the sports radio thing. This is, I'm not going to do the sports radio thing. I'm going to do a sports radio thing right now. I'm going to reverse a sports radio thing real quick. Because a sports radio thing is when things go bad, fire the hitting coach, fire the pitching coach, right? I'm going to do the reverse sports radio thing. Things have gone so well for the Cubs pitching infrastructure, and with individuals that the Cubs have brought in, I was wondering, legitimately this morning, I was wondering, does Tommy Hotovy want to be a manager?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I have not asked him that specific question. I'll ask him for you and report back.
Okay. I look forward to that. I also would love to follow up on that question on something that maybe you can answer. I know I kind of put you on the spot with that. If there is someone on your staff that's like, I want to grow and be you or be better than you, what are the things that you try to help them do to get to that point? Like if someone says that they want
to
do the opposite of what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're the highest paid manager in the game. You won't follow that path right there.
Nah, looks can be deceiving. You know what I mean? You got to always stay ahead of it. You got to stay ahead of it.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer by Craig.
All right. I tried. Okay. I tried. I just wanted to do the reverse sports radio thing.
Craig, one thing
I'll ask Tommy. I think Tommy, I absolutely think Tommy's capable of it. You know, I think he's, you know, the great thing about Tommy is that one, he's the best thing is that he's just an insanely hard worker. Two things: he's an insanely hard worker, and he really cares deeply about his players and the Chicago Cubs. And you know, you put those things together, and you're going to have a person that's very successful at their job. And Tommy's been very successful, and he's really kind of built his, you know, resume, so to speak, kind of the right way, in terms of like working his way from a lot of jobs that taught him a lot about people, a lot about the organization. And he's certainly put in a long stretch of, you know, just time with the Cubs. And I think he's got a really good sense of, the organization, how it works and the history of it. And that's been very helpful to me for sure.
Lawrence, you're going to get a nice edible arrangement from Tommy Hotovy here. You know, just, that's, I think that's a good thing to put into the ethos.
Well, look, as Craig was talking, I just thought about it and I figured out how to sports radio this even more. Okay. So now what we'll do is Tanny will clip that conversation. And then the morning show, when they have Tommy Hotovy on, they'll ask him if he's ever thought about being a manager. And then I'll get the response and play it before Craig's back on the show. So it's a win-win-win-win-win for us here on this show.
There we go.
See? Now I instead of having a conversation with Tommy, I'm now going to warn him.
Like, hey, man. So I went home with Lawrence Holmes and Russ Dorsey, and they wanted to hire you as a manager.
Holmes is out there starting mess, Tommy. Don't fall for it. That's what he's going to say. It's all good.
All good. All good.
Craig, there's something that's interesting I saw watching the game last night. You're the only active manager that had a homer off of Justin Verlander. Now, one, does that surprise you? And two, when you see a Justin Verlander or a Max Scherzer and those guys are still getting it done at a high level, does that surprise you in this day and age of baseball?
Well, look, I mean, Verlander's, I think, 41. And if you're playing in the big leagues at 41, you're a great player. I mean, it means you've done great things. It means you've been able to sustain, you know, a level of performance at an age when very, very few are. So there's just respect for that, I think, more than anything. And you know, it's a Hall of Fame career, right? And so there's just respect for that, no matter what. No matter what happens in the game, there's absolute respect for that.
It's cool to have some of those tentacles of the game. It's funny because I feel like that's one of those great things about baseball, is that there's so much history to it, Craig, that if you start looking, it's in every game note package. And MLB teams do a great job of being like, hey, this guy played for this guy, and this guy was teammates with this guy. Have you ever, inside of the game, like, really had, and you had Pat Murphy with you for forever, and you guys are connected going way back, but have you ever, like, looked across the diamond, like the what is it, for the love of the game, where you're like, man, I'm so happy that that guy, I remember when that guy was struggling, or I remember when that guy came up, and I'm so happy that they've turned into the player that they've turned into, or the coach or the manager that they've turned into.
Yeah, I mean, look, Drew Pomerantz. I mean, their simple story this year, which has been fun for me, is Drew Pomerantz. Drew Pomerantz pitched for me in Milwaukee in 2019, had a great season. Signed a really nice contract with the Padres, pitched maybe 20 innings, and has been hurt for the last better part of the last 5 years, and has been in the minor leagues for the better part of the last two or three, and now is having major league success again at, you know, age 35. You know, that makes you feel good, man. He's been, the lot hasn't gone right for the last 5 years, and he's gotten back and having a great season, and that's really fun to watch. Really fun to watch, no doubt about it.
Craig, I know,
but let me back to Verlander. It's funny what I think about the cool thing is that, you know, Matt Shaw's 23 years old. I'm 55 years old. We've both faced Justin Verlander in a major league game.
Wow,
you know, we're 30 years apart. 30 years apart in age, 32 years apart in age, and we both faced Justin Verlander in a major league game. Like, that's kind of crazy to think about like that.
That's some cool historic it stuff. Is.
It
for
is.
Sure.
Speaking of baseball history, Craig, one of your longtime friends, Bob Uecker, was honored in Milwaukee over the weekend, and I know you probably got to see a lot of that. And I know Adam McKelvey put on Twitter that they've dedicated the press box to him up in Milwaukee. For people that didn't get to know Bob Uecker as well as you have, I've met him a couple of times before he passed and was always really kind. What should people know about who Bob Uecker was?
Well, I think, you know, Bob had a fascinating life. And he became like a celebrity. He was a TV star, but then he came back to baseball, and because he loved the daily, I think he taught you how to love the daily routine of baseball. It's one of the things that I always admired about him so much. you know, this is a, you know, into his, throughout his whole 80s, he came to the park every day to go to work and did the routine that a Major League Baseball season kind of requires you to do. And the great part and the difficult part about being a baseball fan or working in baseball is just the daily routine. It's a lot, right? It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of games. But it's also the great part about it. And I think Bob kind of always taught me like to just love and enjoy that part of it, the routine of it, the daily routine of it, and getting to interact with, your friends and your coworkers and, you know, your opponents even. And Bob was great at that. And he thoroughly enjoyed it. He loved it. And he found out a way to make it fun for every interaction you had with him.
Craig, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Good luck tonight and the rest of the road trip.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.